Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Stonebridge Soundbites. Today is November 23rd, 2020. And we're going to review many of the aspects of asset allocation. It happens to be an interesting topic in the media today. And we wanted to cover that topic with the Stonebridge perspective on asset allocation. I'm fortunate to have with me Heidi Huckreed, who is founder and portfolio manager of Stonebridge. And I'm Bob Kincaid, founder of Stonebridge and portfolio manager. Asset allocation, often referred to as the equity slash fixed income allocation of a traditional public securities portfolio. Maybe your retirement plan, it may be your investment savings and so on. And oftentimes when investment managers talk about asset allocation, they are referring strictly to the equity and fixed income or stock and bond allocation in your portfolio. Oftentimes it's approached in a traditional way of 60% equities, 40% fixed income, 40% equities, 60% fixed income, and some variation therein. From our perspective, asset allocation is much broader than that. And it takes into two primary interests that should be met for the client. First of all, asset allocation should be based on the client's goals, objectives, and needs, and managed, overseen through the market cycles while the goal is being met. So it needs to be really focused on the client, not just some idea of what the best allocation is to meet some kind of return expectation. Now, we also view asset allocation from a broader sense, call it a holistic view. We think it's important that when we talk to a client or a family about their asset allocation, that we look at all of their assets before making a recommendation for asset allocation in their traditional portfolios. And by that, I mean, let's look at all of their assets and understand what they have and how they're being managed. That can be real estate. Real estate includes their home, second home, possible rental properties that they own. It would include their life insurance policies and the underlying assets within those policies. It may include the 401k plan they have where they work, might be a defined benefit pension plan and how that's being managed. But it also can include commodities if they own gold, silver, should also include other assets, including collectibles, might be art, automobiles, things along those lines. Also private equity. Any companies that they may have invested in on a private basis, or for that matter, if they own their own company, what sector that company is in, how much of it is a part of their overall asset allocation, or if they work for a large company, maybe they're an executive at 3M, and they have a fair amount of 3M stock through a shareholder plan at their work, or they have invested in their companies as well. So we think all of those things should be taken into consideration when we're looking at the asset allocation of the portfolios that we manage for the clients to assure we're getting a good balance of growth to income to long-term investing that involves their estate, their retirement plan, and everything in between to assure the asset allocation is appropriate very specifically to their goals, objectives, and needs. Once we've done that and we're comfortable with where we are in the client's portfolio, we can offer a recommendation for asset allocation on their traditional equity and fixed income portfolios that will be appropriate relative to number one, their goals, and number two, their overall assets. Now, one of the things that's become of interest to the investment management community here more recently is the traditional equity fixed income allocation has undergone some scrutiny, particularly given where interest rates or income yields are right now in the market, given what the Federal Reserve has done over the years by very slowly bringing interest rates down. So I thought I'd let Heidi talk about what that means to you as investors as we develop that asset allocation. Heidi, why don't you go ahead and take it from here?
Thank you, Bob. As Bob just mentioned, the current fixed income environment is very low interest rates and is expected to continue for some time, as pointed out by the Fed. As we all know, the Fed directs where interest rates, especially short-term interest rates, go. And in the current environment, it's very easy to make the argument that if I'm only getting 1% on a fixed income investment, and I can get a higher dividend yield in equities, that it just makes sense to move from fixed to equities. It's a very easy argument to make, and it can be a very slippery slope depending on what your overall goals and objectives are. It's easy to find your portfolio in an 80, 90, 100% equity allocation all of a sudden. So in this current market environment, we maintain at Stonebridge that the fixed income portion of your allocation is still critical to protect against undue risk. Now, what this means is we are constantly at Stonebridge reevaluating each of our clients' goals and objectives. As you age, your ability to withstand risk decreases. Your need for income increases. So those are two different sides, obviously, of the allocation spectrum, because you're needing income and fixed income isn't providing as much as it normally does. But you're also in a position where you can't handle as much risk. So again, as Bob mentioned, it's always looking at the overall goals and objectives of the portfolio and weighing risk versus income, or with risk versus reward, so that we can maintain the most appropriate allocation for each client's portfolio. That being said, there are many clients who have traditionally had a 40% equity, 60% fixed income allocation. And this has been an appropriate time where it's relevant and where it's appropriate to move to maybe a 60-40 equity fixed income. But again, as Bob said, it's just important not to get over allocated in equities when it's not the purpose of the portfolio or of your family's situation. The other point is asset allocation isn't just equity fixed. It's also, and I believe Bob, you pointed this out, it's how you've divided your assets within that portfolio. So it's different sectors of the equity market, value versus growth. So there's many different aspects to the asset allocation where you can make up some of that income as well. The other thing you have to take into consideration is your tax consequences. For a 1% municipal bond, that's the equivalent of a 1.66% taxable yield. So when you're comparing, for example, municipal bonds to dividend income, you have to take into the account the tax at your tax rate. So there are many different reasons to look at your asset allocation. And in this market especially, people are taking a very close look because they want to increase their income. And again, it's our job to make sure that we are investing your portfolio in the appropriate way for your situation.
Thanks, Heidi. Appreciate that. Maybe just to recap, asset allocation is really driven first and most importantly by your goals, mm-hmm. objectives, and needs, both long-term and short-term. And from your goals, objectives, and needs, Stonebridge will review your total assets to assure the asset allocation that we recommend is appropriate around what you have invested in already, what your plans are for those investments, and are aligned with your goals and objectives. It is a bit more complicated than it might sound relative to the way it's presented oftentimes in the media as just a 60-40 allocation, because it does need to take in all of your needs and objectives when we're establishing that allocation. We'd love to talk with you more about it and what that might mean for you. We'd also like to express that when you set an asset allocation, it's important that you review that asset allocation on an annual basis with your advisor, so that you are assured that you're continuing to go toward the goals and objectives that you have in mind. So with that, I'll say thank you so much for joining us on Stonebridge Soundbites. We appreciate the opportunity to present to you and welcome you to contact us if you have any questions about asset allocation. You can reach us at 651-251-1000 or 800-317-1127. So for Heidi and the rest of the Stonebridge team, we really appreciate the opportunity to present to you. We look forward to talking with you more. Take care.